This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is a story about a pastor who was arrested recently, along with 600 other people in a protest. Stay tuned to find out why. When Robert Morris started Gateway Church with the support of Jimmy Evans, his heart was to feed God's sheep and to help other pastors and churches to do the same. Now, more than 18 years later, Gateway has grown to over 39,000 members and is impacting the world through Christ-centered teaching, ministry, and missions. If you're a pastor or church staff, God's call is on your life, but that doesn't mean that ministry and church administration is easy. Let Gateway Church's resource network help your ministry by giving you the tools and support that you need to have a greater impact in your sphere of influence. Visit gatewaynetwork.com today to learn more. Zimbabwean civilians stayed home from work recently to protest against hikes in fuel prices, resulting in 600 people being arrested. One of those 600 was a prominent activist, and another was a pastor. The protesters were detained and charged with public violence, making this the latest incident in a heavy crackdown on dissidents by security forces. Reuters reports that the government has still blocked social media platforms like WhatsApp, Facebook, and Twitter. They had also cut internet services at one point this week, but those were restored a day later. One of those arrested, Pastor Evan Mawire, told Reuters that police surrounded his home after he used Facebook posts to urge his fellow countrymen to stay home in protest of the government. Police bound him and put him in a truck with a dozen armed police. He was formally arrested and charged with inciting public violence. One opposition lawmaker, Joanna Mbambe, says she was forced into hiding after soldiers were searching for her at her parents' home on Tuesday and beat up her father. The poor man had to be hospitalized after the beating and couldn't even sit down. Zimbabweans had hopes that President Emmerson Mnangagwa would fulfill his campaign promises to revive the economy and break with the Mugabe era. But since the November 2017 coup that ousted Mugabe, the country has fallen into the same old rut. The economy is suffering from a shortage of dollars, rocketing inflation, and more. Many, like the president, are saddened by the violent protests and the violent reactions on the part of the police. An official inquiry late last year revealed that troops had used a disproportionate amount of force in shooting and killing six civilians during their efforts to stop violence. Listeners, please keep Zimbabwe in your prayers. Pray for a just and fair government and for a peaceful resolution to these protests. Tune in next time and don't forget to subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.